we have this higher divine law that we're walking in, and so we have to transition to that. His ways aren't our ways, and his thoughts aren't our thoughts. So we have this dilemma that you live in a world that there's no law of God that's in it. In other words, everything they do from sunup to sundown, there's no law of God that they act on, you know. So we have to learn a whole different new way, a whole different new way of doing things in him. I love the quote, you know, by the way. You know, this righteousness is not just a positional righteousness. It's a life that gets inside that starts to change our natures. And so that's going to continue to increase and grow. And as that grows, like Chris then said, you may be a lack on the outside, but you don't sense it on the inside. And that's really where it all begins. So we come up to a higher standard and start to enjoy God a different way, the way he is, the way of righteousness, the way of peace. And we live in another realm. We have to take hold of another realm. So every day around us is going to always present itself in a different way than God does. But we have to stay at it and stay at it and stay at it and be steady and consistent if we're going to learn the ways of the Spirit. As soon as we walk out our door, the world's going to hit us in the face. And that's when I say you should text Mike, and he's going to give you something spiritual. I really agree with Christian with sharing, you know, there's just no lack. And how God wants to lead us in that way. Everything does start on the inside of us. We get a change on the inside of us. And the Lord is able to go past the laws of nature to get us in the law of the Spirit. And that's our calling, to walk in the Spirit, to follow the laws of the Spirit, to understand the Word of God spiritually. I can remember that people would have a little controversy with me when I would come up here with no Bible and such. And yeah, of course we all, you know, we love the Bible and such. But but I could tell that people weren't really walking in the hidden truths of it. So if you're going to kind of come up against somebody for not carrying their Bible, you know, maybe your Bible knowledge is the wrong kind. In other words, I'd rather have the Bible inside of me and be a living epistle than carry it around. All right? And use it as a crutch. So, and that kind of goes with what I'm going to share about divine law and how God's breaking us free from the natural so that we can live in the Spirit. You guys, so what that reminds me of is the Pharisees would come to Jesus and say, well, why did you heal on Sabbath day? Well, Jesus wasn't breaking the law. He was just giving fulfillment of it. In other words, there's something hidden behind the day that you don't see yet. Right? So you're carrying the day under your arms. And here's the Sabbath day looking you right in the face. Bible head, and you don't even see it. Are you following me? So, here's God breaking the bread of life, letting us see us behind the words and see his truth behind it. And I give that illustration because of the title up here. God wants to enlarge us. He's always wanting to enlarge us. He's wanting to enlarge us and that we walk in plenty. But the way for that to happen is not the world's way. So you got to see behind the scripture. I give you the power to get wealth so that I can establish my covenant. That's what the scripture says. But how is he going to do it? See, you can't start claiming that. If you do, you better start claiming his way of doing it. So sure, he does want to give us wealth, but it has to be in his way of doing it. because, you know, Pastor Love, if it's the world's way of doing it, all they want to do is make money off of it. Simply and completely, it's just going to be a money-making process. I don't have to name the many money-making opportunities that has come to you that you had to turn down, because that's what people want to do. They want to make money, And by the way, now I need my Bible, but by the way, they'll hand you that Bible and say, here's how you make money, and the Bible says so. But underneath, it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. So we always got to look underneath. See, we don't want to give up anything. We don't want to lose anything. We can't stand the thought of losing. God, I don't want to suffer loss. I can't lose anything, right? I just cannot lose. I want to get, right? We see the globe. We see the children in the nursery. They don't want to give up nothing. Right, Ms. Nida? Nothing. From a small age, right, Ms. Nida? I'm not giving it up, right? I'm not giving that to you. Give that to me so I can help you. No. They clench hands. No, you can't have this. You try to take it, they're going to cry. Mine, right? Mine. What's the first words they know? Mine. Right? And unfortunately, when they get 20, same words. Mine. And 40, right? And 60, shall I go on? So it's this law that's this natural law, a natural law that's living inside of you, that you and me, we don't want to give up anything. Remember that cigarette commercial? I'd rather fight than switch or something. Oh, Rocky, too young. Okay. Oh. Here's this divine God that says, I want you to walk in plenty and in success. And I want you to walk higher than the earth. And I want you to walk past the ways of men. But you have to get it my way. You have to get it my way. And that's where we have our great, great, great difficulty. Because you have this natural law inside of you, living inside of you. And God's trying to get righteousness inside of you. His higher law. And we don't want to give up that natural, right? This natural is what I was since a baby. It's mine since I was a baby. Remember the rich young ruler? Remember, if you want to follow me, you know, sell all you have. Right, lose something. And I'm going to make you rich in a whole different kind of way. Sell what you have and follow me. And then you're going to have this kingdom, this rich kingdom, right? And you're going to feel plenty even if you have zero. You're going to feel plenty, like Chris said. I'm just reiterating what she said. Here's this rich young ruler. He said, I want to follow you. So here's the little example here. Here's the little lesson. We want to be followers of Christ, but we don't want to lose anything. And he said, well, if you're going to follow me, you got to lose. So we have a little bit of a controversy, don't we? Well, we have a big controversy. You know why there are not many followers of Christ? You know why a whole lot of them left him? Okay, I'm going to lose my life by Christ. I'm not going that way with you. We want to follow the law of loss. And like the title here, see, it's a divine loss. See, it's a divine heavenly law. It's, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it has no life in it. But if it dies, it's going to bring fruit to eternity, right? So we have this law here of a divine law of gaining and finding eternity and having everything. But we don't want to fall into the ground and die. We don't want to lose our lives. And here's the Lord's, like, you lose your life, you're going to find it. Pastor Glow says to me all the time, this is a joke, Pastor Glow says to me all the time, I'm not losing my life, I'm going to keep it here. You guys remember the dream she had that she was dancing around the cross? Basically, I'm not getting on that cross. I'm not losing my life. And finally, See, it takes a lot. There's a lot of people dancing around the cross, by the way. Because we don't want to lose our life. But look, our lives. But look, see, there is an eternity to gain and a world to lose. There's an eternity to gain and a world to lose. And until we can, by the grace of God, shake loose of ourselves, there's no hope for us. You guys think about how many people you know who live around you, who you know, your family, your friends and such. They will not let go of their own way. They will not let it go. I'm just talking about loss. All that is I'm not losing me. Me who's really the big problem, I'm not losing me. Okay, just give me a formula. You know, send me to school or something, but I'm not going to lose my life. You know, he's God saying, I just want your life. I don't care about this, that, and the other. I just want your life. I'm not going to lose that. You know, God, you get me some other kind of way, I'll compromise with you. You know, you bless me here, then I'll, you know. But here's wanting us to walk in a heavenly standard. And he wants to bless us and multiply us and his presence be so well known to us that we have this grace living on the inside of us that we can start to accomplish things for eternity. Again, we have a eternity to gain and a world to lose. And right from the very beginning, here's Cain and Abel. Abel brings the first fruit. Cain brings what he has, but his heart's not in it. I'm bringing you what I got. I'm bringing you what I have, but my heart's not really in it. You know, I'm bringing you this agriculture, but I really, in my heart, it's still mine. I'm not giving it to you. You know, and that's why God said, no, I can't take that. I can't take that. I can't take that. Because there's a law of loss, right? There's a law of loss. See, we have to get it over to our spiritual minds and get our carnal minds out the way, because our nature fights against losing anything. I'll say it again about the babies. This is mine. This is mine. One of the hardest things, I watch those teachers from time to time, you know, you try to teach them how to share. If you take their toy, you better have another one. And sometimes they don't even want that. That's mine. Give that to him, because that one's mine. I'm just trying to talk about the laws in our nature that we grew up in. I'm talking about the rich young ruler who said, I'll go away sad because I have great possessions. And my nature, what's in my nature, I don't care about following you, even though I've seen what you've done, even though I'm asking you, but don't take my stuff, God. But God's way is always the way of gain. And it's always the way of gain through loss. You know, especially, of course, for us who are growing spiritually, we've got to get this. We've got to get this. So here's Kristen this morning, even just touched the box. In other words, your offering is just going after that divine law. I'm not afraid to, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Why? Because nothing can, it's a divine law. It has to come out of your loss. In other words, you are nothing. And you have to start realizing that, okay? I have to get your humanity out of the way before you can start gaining in this kingdom, this eternal realm. So he's going to always present that to us. Can we lose so that we can have more of Christ? You know, this is a difficult one to kind of get across, right? Because this is not the worldly standard. This is the, you know, and you probably heard something like this before, of course, and you're like, okay, but I'm going to try to bring it out a little bit more, okay? Matter of fact, That's, you know, just think about Abram and Isaac taking Isaac to that mountain. Think about sowing and reaping. Thinking about letting it out of your hand when you don't really need to go out of your hand. You know, this guy wrote this book. I think his name was Mather, M-A-T-H-E-R. Have you ever heard of that, Ron? Mather? What's his name? Cotton Mather. Okay, no. Actually, this is a different guy. He was in just a few decades ago. He was starting a ministry in Indianapolis. I can't remember his first name. So he goes to Indianapolis, and he says, we're going to help. He went to a poor community. He said, we're going to help these people. This is my ministry. This is my ministry. We're going to help these people in this very, 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 very poor community, very poor, poor, destitute, et cetera. He goes in, sets up everything, got programs and programs and programs. Guess what? In that bad community, he lost 8 young people to death from the community killing them. And he said he had to rethink everything. And he had to adjust everything he did. He said the dying made him rethink everything. And he found out through the whole process that the community didn't need him. He needed the community. Right? He needed to experience poverty and how much I really need God than me going out and helping people, right? Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the poor. Jack, you know, we don't realize how poor we should be. So he didn't really know his need. He felt like he had things to give and share. And really, he needed to see what the spirit of poverty is so I could start growing a different way. We're in this heavenly community, and we having to learn these beatitudes and these heavenly laws and this spiritual approach to things. We have to get behind the words and get the spiritual meaning out of it, not just the natural meaning out of it. So Abraham, by the way, when Abraham sacrificed Isaac, when he lost his son, and God provided, you know, sacrifice is the highest law in the Bible. So he sacrifices. What happens next? Here's God now saying, in blessing, I will bless you. And your seed will go out everywhere now because you lost him. Now your seed's going to explode. The same thing with Christ. Same with Isaiah 53. He's going to lose his life, right? I'm chastising him, but his seed's going to multiply. So here you got Jesus losing his life. And then in Revelation, here's this great multitude of people around him from every tribe and every tongue. He lost his life. Then he starts to gain. Can y'all go get me the box again, Miss Joy? You know what? Who knows what the box is back there? I just need to hold that box up. Because the American way, the American Christian way, the American church world way is not losing. Even though it's in the Bible, we don't want to lose anything. We still, the natural man has still taken priority over everything, you know. So it's the natural, and God said, I got to get you in the spirit. Remember, Paul would say things like, I would suffer loss of all things that I might gain Christ. Thank you. That I might gain Christ. Thank you. So here's what I want to do, but I'm not going to do it. Here's what I want to do. I want to keep passing this around the whole service over and over again until you don't have nothing left, right? Until every dime is out of your pocket. And it'll be like 3 people holding out until I have to keep circulating it until you get down to 0 so that you can see the deep work of Satan and the fall inside of us, that we don't want to lose anything. We don't want to lose anything. I have to keep fighting. I just want to give it to Joyce. I have to pass it. No, it's just an example. Because maybe I will. So give it to Joyce, give it to Jay. Jantel, over Mike. Pass it around again. Look, and while I'm doing it, it'll be nice and quiet. Right? And you'll be like, what is he doing? What is he doing? And by the time this thing circled five times, the spirit of poverty will break. And Kristen was up here praying for the spirit of poverty. The spirit of, I'm talking about the lack. As soon as that happened, five times, lack would break. Because it's not just the prayers that will break lack. It's what you do with the prayers that will break lack. Right? So by the fifth time around, it'll be like three people holding out. Can you remember in the Bible, guys? So I got to stay on this because we're growing spiritually. Remember in the Bible? Remember the widow? Remember the widow? Right? God had to pass the bucket around to her five times. I know I'm making this part up. Yeah. I knew something. Look, I knew what's coming. I knew what's happening. Yeah, thank you. I knew it. Look, I feel better now. Something lifted off me. That's crazy. That is so crazy. This is crazy, church. Okay, I'm free. So much to say now. I got so much to say now. I'm free now. Thank you to y'all know what to do. The widow's mite said she gave. It's just the mite. She gave not only her last and her all, she gave of herself. And you see how difficult it is. See, even if it's a mite or 10,000 mites, it's not so much the amount. It's can I get you to lose? You don't want to lose. Here's this widow, by the grace of God, now I'm not afraid to lose. We're afraid to lose, aren't we? We're afraid to lose because all our security is in what we got, and we're afraid to lose. So there's this fear of losing. There's this fear of losing. I can't lose anything. I can't lose anything. What am I going to do? I can't lose anything. So I'm going to give it when it's convenient or, under the right circumstances or... See, I don't have to pass this around anymore. Because of what just happened right there. And I'm not talking bad, but she just probably forgot or whatever. She wasn't holding back, but she probably just forgot. She was up here and such. But something comes off of us all when we corporately lose. Okay? And if I can get you past what you're holding on to, if I can get you past what you're holding on to, I break the curse. The way back there with Cain, right? Way back there with Cain. I'm giving you this, but I'm not going to give you my first. I still own it inside me. I think I sent something out this past week that said, don't own anything. Don't own anything. You can't own, God, break me of ownership. Break me of ownership, right? Okay, I'm coming back to you. So as hard as he's working right? Because he's a what they call him, a BMW. They, as hard as he's working, he can't have sin. I'm working for me. You can't do that. That's the natural law that's cursed us for years. So if God can get down inside of you, because it's got to start happening in your interior, if he can change your nature, and that's a big work. If I can change her nature, I'm not talking about her theology. I'm talking about her nature. All of our theology knows about it's better to give than receive, but our nature hasn't picked it up yet, right? Our nature hasn't picked it up. So there has to be a breaking of her old man, that the righteousness of Christ starts to live inside of her that says, I can't wait to give. Now, that's a miracle. That's a miracle. And that's why I was so big with Abraham, right? As soon as you gave that money, Pastor Love, something broke inside of me. I don't know. I can't explain it. That's just a side note. But with Abraham, God, you know, over and he's teaching them faith. He said, now I'm going to teach you the ultimate. You're going to learn how to, the law of losing. Jesus said, you lose your life, you'll find it. That means nothing to most of us. That means nothing to most of us, right? In other words, he's going to give you a losing your life opportunity, crystalline, tomorrow morning. And we're going to say, in the flesh, we're going to say, well, what was wrong with that guy that he treated me like that? And was really God was giving you the opportunity to lose your life and bless him anyway. Right? So-and-so is calling me and they want to talk about a certain person. And you're going to say, well, that's kind of true, whatever. No, and God's giving you an opportunity to lose your life. No, let's not talk about them. Let's just stay with Christ, you know. I'm going to give you an opportunity to lose your life every day. We don't want to lose. We don't want to lose anything. Here's these wide promises, Derek, these wide promises. But here's the thing. If you lose your life, right, lose your life. You know, this is not easy stuff to lose your life. That's not easy stuff. He's a rich young ruler. I don't blame him, right? He's got, well, I mean, I blame him, but I don't blame him because I've probably done the same thing. He said, I ain't giving away my riches. I'm not living here in this dusty old world, and there's nothing I can get, and you want me to give this up too? No, sir, no. Look, I obeyed every law since I was a boy. Let's find something else. Let me find something else. I haven't done nobody any wrong, Chris. I obeyed every law, right? Why you want my money? Yeah, right. I worked so hard for this money. It was she said. I worked so hard for this money. Why you want my money? Oh, I can't get $5. I can't get $5. I worked so hard and all this lack that I see. And I'm afraid. Now I'm break your fear. Give it over there. Sacrifice. And here's Jesus, the sacrifice. Look, you guys remember this? You remember this? I got to say it first, don't I? Satan offered Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. And the pleasure of them all. Here, look, I'll give you all this right here. I'm offering you everything. What? Who can resist that? Now, see, here's the thing about it. Oh, no, my father. What kind of humility is that? Oh, that's all right. I'm not afraid of loss. I lose my reputation. They call me this. My brothers don't understand me. The world don't understand me. I got no reputation anywhere. I lose all my position and status. I don't want any of that. I'll take loss. Even to my life. But the law of gain is loss. He lost, but he gained. Remember, all, he's the Lord of all kingdoms now. He has everything in his hand. He has the key of authority, right? If we lose it, if we lose see, how can I do this? How can I do this? Raquel, if you're standing right here, sometimes examples are the best thing. Then bring that little funny-looking pen. Is that a pen? Is that a pen? It looks like a microphone or something. Okay, during the fall. Once the fall came, riches got in our hearts and started dwelling there. It took the place of God. So God says, when throw this at Pastor Glow, okay. If I can get you to lose, if I can get that out your hand, if I can get it out your hand, do it again. If I can get that out your hand, I can come in, and now I can be your treasure. As long as you're holding that, you're still under the curse. Okay? Fallen nature. Can't be satisfied with anything else but something attached to this. God can't satisfy you. The men can't satisfy you. The world can't satisfy you. New stuff can satisfy you for a second, but it's going to go back away, right? Until you get this out, Rocky, you got to get this out. I got to get this out of you. Whether it's Isaac, all the money you own, whatever it is, I mean, get this out of you so you can see me. All right, so D, there's a scripture in Job that I think is really appropriate to share right now. Because here's God trying to establish you beyond measure, beyond what the world could give you, beyond what... I like this translation. It's amplified. He says, please receive. Just receive. I'm saying this to you this morning. Please receive this from his mouth and establish his words in your heart and keep them. If you return to the Almighty, submit and humble yourself before him, he will build up. You will be built up. And restore. You know what? He's got to restore us. In other words, before the fall, we loved God more than anything. You could give us $1 million, we still love God. Now it's not the way, Deborah, so we got to get restored, right? If you remove unrighteousness far from your tents and place your gold in the dust, and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks, considering it little value. Somebody look up in your phone the gold of Ophir, because you gotta hear what the gold of Ophir is about. So real quick, I know it used to be turning pages. Now it's like, Mike Mather, thank you. All right, so are we going to stop until we get that one? Gold. Derek, throw your gold away. Put it in the dust. Put it in the stones, the stone brook or whatever it was. Take it or gold and throw it away. If I can get that out of your hand, Rocky, let me see that. Consider it of little value, which this is really is. But it makes the point, doesn't it? It's the gold. Consider. Do you know how much a transformation that'll take inside of you to consider the gold of Ophir of little value? Do you know how much divine work has to happen inside of us to make that go? Help us. Somebody said, just give me the gold. Somebody said, there, just give me the gold, right? We see what God's doing with us. You know, whether it's the gold of Ophir or whether it's 10 cent, I'm going to start doing a work in your inner man that you're going to love what I love and hate what I hate. See? And if this gold is stopping you, then, he's going to take care of it. But we got to take every opportunity he gives us to let it go. Right. You know, this is probably why Pastor Love, there's something about her giving that corresponded to what he's trying to get over to us today. Don't hold it back. And I understand she wasn't holding it back because she's stingy or anything. She was on the stage and such and such. But God just let us see and feel. I'm telling you, I was at a stop until she put that in there. And then my spirit released just like that. All right. I need to hold this for a second. And consider, throw your gold in the dust. Pastor Jerry, throw it in the dust. Is that human or divine? Natural man can't do that. Would y'all agree with me on that? How much shots? I can remember, God would prompt me, and I would have my last $5, and God would prompt me, give it, and I said no. I said no. It could have been because I was afraid. It could have been because I had planned it for something else. It could have been because I wanted a honey bun. Are y'all following me? Thank God we're free from the law. By the grace of God, we're free from the law. I don't want to live underneath anymore. And so God, you share this with me so that I can be free from me and the value that I put on natural things. Free from me and the value I put on natural things. Because the love of money is the root of all evil. And by it, we can quote more of that scripture. You make the all look, make the Almighty your goal. And your precious goal. Shanique, God's gonna be my gold. God's my gold. As Paul said, I count everything but loss. I can gain Christ. God's my goal. I'll count everything was lost. I can gain Christ. He's bigger than gold. God's my goal. Make the Almighty your gold and your precious silver. Then you will have delight in the Almighty. I love this part right here. He will lift up your face to God. Here's Latisse, here's Pastor Jerry, here's Latisse, here's Chantel. Okay, hurry up. We're going to wait for you because I'm about to preach about you. Okay, Hepsi. Call your daughter back, please. You're going to lift your face up to God. You know what else is that going to say, Kristen? Here's what that's going to say. When you lift up your face to God, His light of His face is going to shine on yours. Do you know to have God's face light up on yours is worth all the riches of 1,000 generations? Just give me one glimpse at His light shining on my face. You're going to look up and you're going to see Him looking up at you, looking back down at you. And the light of His glory is going to shine all over you. And you're going to turn into a whole different person. I'm talking about that curse that has whipped men from generations to generations. And God says, I'm going to break it. That my grace is going to shine on the inside of you. And by the grace of God, you're going to consider God as your gold and as your silver. That's a heart transformation. You will pray. You will lift up your face to God. You will pray to him. Great day. You ever felt like God's not hearing my prayers? You will pray to God and he will hear you and you will pay your vows. Pastor Jerry, read 28. You will also decide and decree a thing. You know how many people want to start decreeing and commanding and God decree it, I command it, bless God. You know, but their money, their pocket's still full of their own self. And it will be established for you. I can't wait to get here because I know it's on the way. Chantel, if you can sit right here. Look at this, Derek. And the light of God's favor will shine upon you all your way. When you are cast down and humbled, thank God, you will speak with a divine confidence. That must have been what happened with Elijah when he said, no rain will fall on this land for how many every years? Because God, he was looking in God's face, right? He didn't own anything. He didn't own anything. He speak with confidence. Something about this divine confidence, you know. I'm going to decree something with confidence. Oh, it's not going to rain. Oh, and here's when it's going to start back. And the humble person, he will lift up and save. Oh, my goodness. He will rescue. Look, he will even rescue the one for whom you intercede. He's not even innocent. He will rescue the one that's not even innocent. He's a rank sinner, but because of you, because we put our gold under the dust and made God our gold, now, Pastor Love, Pastor, and Brent, we start interceding out of this thing, even for the wrong person, even for the person that's wrong, God's going to save them. God's going to save them. Give up ourselves. Until we give up ourselves, we really can't help others. See, she said, we're not innocent. And not yet. Come on, man. She wants this mic. Most of our Christianity is, God, what can you give me? Right? So our prayer life, God, what can you give me? What can you, God, what can you, God, you know, I'm praying God going to bless him. You know, blessings, bless going in, bless going out, bless him. Bless, well, I'm going to use my little term that y'all know I'm about to say, but I'm not going to say it. God, give us mercy to throw our riches. Or whatever we consider rich. If it's two mites, whatever. If it's throw it in the dust. That we can find you. That you will be our riches and our silver and our gold. God, we need riches beyond what this world can give us. We weren't made for this world. We weren't made for the riches of this world to dwell in us. We're made for God to dwell in us. And to look up and see his face shining on ours and the light of it shining on ours. Then we become intercessors. Real intercessors. Raising the dead. Walking in this supernatural zone. Thank you, Jesus. Raising them, you know, from death to life. We can't give them what we don't have. And what did he say? And he will be rescued through the cleanness of your hands. Come on, God's making our hands clean. God's making our hands clean. God's making our hands clean. God's making our hands. We don't know how to do it ourselves, but God's making our hands clean. He's making our hands beautiful. How beautiful are the hands? How beautiful are the hands? How beautiful are the hands? There's eternal grace that's on us. God thinks eternally. There's an eternal grace on JR. Walk, just walk in my eternal grace. Clean as our hands, sir. And one of the first steps in cleaning our hands is he'll show us you don't own anything. Soon as you start owning stuff in your hand, there goes your clean hand. There goes your clean hands. I own it. Well, you just make yourself unclean. I got to, you know, gently teach you how to let go. How to let go out of that natural nature of yours. That you're afraid if you let go, you're going to lose something. Clean hands and a pure heart. It divides the natural from the spiritual. Chris came up here and said, see, we love this natural world, you know. It's just the way we come up. The true grace and true salvation is God implanting his seed inside of us, his spiritual nature inside of us, that we begin to love God and hate the world. That we begin to cling to God and let go of the world. So here's the law. The law is, how much loss can I take? How much loss can I take without going crazy? God don't, you know, God knows how much you can take. So little by little. Man, this would be a good time for Pastor Mike's testimony, wouldn't it? Remember? He lost. And it didn't feel good at the time, but eventually he starts gaining and gaining and gaining and gaining. Can y'all feel me? He lost. And it's like, why? And people say, why did he let that happen to him? Why didn't he take revenge? Why didn't he go and you know, why didn't he do the whatever? He said, no, sir. I'm gonna go cut her grass. I'm not gonna take out a warrant to get my stuff back. I'm not gonna call the police. I'm not gonna do anything. I'm gonna go cut her grass. It's called loss. Loss. You see, no retaliation. Loss. Remember Paul wrote to the Hebrews, with joy you took the taking away of your goods because you knew you had a better kingdom. We fight for our stuff. We fight for our rights. We fight for people against people who do us wrong. It's your loss. What do I have up there, D? I had to get past Jerry this thing. Yeah, let's just run through the scripture and then through the... Where am I? Okay, we kind of went over Genesis. 2 Corinthians. We are honored and disgraced, Paul says. Look, we are insulted. We're honored, but yet we're disgraced. We are insulted. But yet we're praised. We are treated as liars, yet we speak truth. As unknown, but yet we're known, right? One in the natural, one in the spirit. By all, as though we were dead, but as you can see, we live on. Although we're punished, we're not killed. Although saddened, we are always glad. We seem poor, but we make many people rich. We seem to have nothing, Yet we really possess everything. It's just where your eyes are. It's where you're seeing, where you're living, right? Right? So you can, like Kristen said, you know, we don't have nothing in our hand, but there's no sense of lack in our hearts. We got a heavenly perspective on everything. Eternal perspective on everything. This is how you see. Oh, I want to pray for Pastor Love. Oh, I want to pray for Pastor Love. But all those things that I might count as profit, I now reckon as loss for Christ's sake. Not only those things, I reckon everything as complete loss for the sake of what is so much more valuable. The knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have thrown away everything and consider it as garbage, that I might gain Christ. And all I want is to know Christ and to experience the power of his resurrection, to share in his sufferings and become like him even unto his death. Can y'all see what we're saying here? That the mind has to get renewed about this thing. We should discover as quickly in life as possible that our possessiveness is rock solid, natural, unbending, if left to ourselves. It took heavenly I wish I could remember it. I'm gonna read it here. It took heavenly grace working on the inside of the widow with the mites, even to give up her mites. Next one is, are you prepared to let go in order to obtain? Let go the temporal for the eternal. The transient for the abiding, the earthly for the heavenly, the present glamour for the ultimate glory. This is the way to possess all things. Christ now has received of his Father's hands eternal fullness. And by our union with him through the cross, even these lives may become transcendently rich and overwhelmingly full of glory. The compensation is overwhelming as at the cross we lay our treasure in the dust. At the cross. Oh, that's like another invitation. That's like a new invitation. It's a new meaning of the cross. That's where you lay things in the dust. That's what it should have meant in the first place. Not just forgiveness of sins, but where you laid everything in the dust and say, I have nothing but Christ. That's the spirit of the cross. Oh, I'm not sure who wrote this. If you can give it up, you can have it all. Okay. Do you love the cross? Amen. Pastor Jerry, come on. Come on. I feel you.
We praise God for the divine work because it has to be a divine hand to touch our naturalness and loose us from the natural and this worldly possession. He's working in us today. He's starting a divine. You know what I love about PWM? Whittle? When you're just kind of shaving wood off. Every time we come in here, he's whittling away at that old man. Come on in. He's cutting a little bit. You know, you said he gently does it. You know, he get a little layer, Mike. He cut a little bit off here this Sunday. He cut on Wednesdays. Y'all miss Wednesday. He cut hunks out on Wednesdays. See, he's gentle on Sunday mornings. But on Wednesday, he take the axe. He take the axe and he says, okay, Jerry, Pastor G, you need to die. I'm going to kill you in that way right there. No more. No more. I'm cutting that off. He cut it off. But he's causing us to lose it. He's causing us. Come here, Chantel. I don't know why Pastor told you to sit there. He's causing us to lose it. Whatever, stand beside me. Whatever is dear to me, he wants you to get rid of it. Yes. That's what it, don't pick that shoe up. Don't pick it up. Don't pick it up. Come on back over here. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. See there? See what we do? He knock it off of us. And what we gonna do? We're gonna pick it right back up. No, I don't want you to have it. You don't need it. But Lord, I can't walk with one shoe. Now you do it. Yep, yep. Now, come on now. Lord, you know I don't like barefootness. Mm-hmm, but that's okay. I want those shoes. I want those shoes. I want you from the sole of your feet up to the crown of your head. And he wants us. He loves us so much. He passed the love. He wants us. Come stand on the other side of her. He wants us. And I'm not going to knock you, baby. I'm not going to knock you. I'm not going to. I only knocked her because she could take it. Stand on the other side of her. Stand right there by the side of her. You know, God has given us angels now. That's going to help us. He know we can't do it by ourselves. He know this woman cannot do it by myself. He can't. He can't. I cannot in my own. As much as I want to. As much as I want to, Pastor Mike. I hear this word and I know it's truth. I want to. I want to. I want to. I want to, Lord. I want to. I heard what the man of God said. I heard what the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Lord, I want to. I want to. Ain't much in here. Ain't much in here, y'all. But you know what? I want to keep it. Say put it in the treasury box. See, we'll take stuff to the bank, but he's telling us this morning, put it in the treasury box. Okay, Pastor Jerry, give. All right, I'm gonna get his $4. I'm gonna get those $5. I'm good. He said, no, I told you to give it all. This is a reality, y'all. Because when Pastor Love put that check in that box, he told me give it all. Every dollar I had. And I'm sitting there counting in my mind. Because I didn't want nobody to see me counting. You see, and not, you know. He said, give it all. That's okay, Lord. I got a $5. Mm-mm. Give it all. And you know what? Now I got to give my heart. See, I gave the money, Pastor Ross. Come on, Pastor Ross. Come on, help me. Come on, help me. Get on this side of me. I gave the money, Deborah. Now I got to give my heart. Because in my heart, y'all, I'm still counting my needs. In my heart, I'm counting the gas money. But there's a divine stuff happening up in here today. The spirit of lack is leaving us. We are being enlarged to lose that we might gain. We are being enlarged, y'all, that we might lose everything and gain it all. And gain it all. No lack means that you're willing to give it all. You're willing to give it up all. That's what it means. And it means that your heart got to change after you give it. See, it wasn't the mic that got the widow woman God's attention. It was what was in her heart. Pastor said God had worked in her heart. Because I'm sure she counted up the lost. I don't have but one mite. We don't know whether she had children or what. We know she was. But oh God, thank you, Holy Spirit. She had already lost her husband. She had no other provider. She had no other provider. Nothing in the natural, y'all. But when it came time for to offer something up, she saw the Savior's face, Pastor. She saw the Father looking down on her, saying, baby, I got you. I got you. Jerry, I got you. Jerry, I got you. I got you. PWM, I got you. BWM, I've got you. His face is shining on us. He's saying, Gary, I got you. From lack to the richness of heaven. He's saying, I got you. BWM is light. The face of his glory is shining on us. This day, we can release it all. We hold our children dear to us. It's too dear. We hold our reputation too dear. Too dear. Our spouses, Mike. Right, Mike? Too dear. She too dear for you, Mike. I gotta take her from you. Too dear. I gotta take her because she's too dear. Do y'all know how dear Isaac was to Abraham? We have any idea? Everything God had promised him was in that boy. But God said, I want it. And he's saying to us today, I want everything that you hold dear. Sometimes we can give up the dollar. Oh, we'll give up the dollar. We'll give up the dollar. But I'm not going to give up my reputation of who I am. I've been established in my work environment. I'm not losing that. I can get another dollar. Got another paycheck coming. But Brenda, can you release that husband to me? Can you give him up for real, for real? Can you lose him? Rick Jonas said in his heart he had to lose his family. God told him, I'm going to take him. And he said every time he went away, he felt, oh God, am I coming back and they're going to be gone. But finally, he said, take him. Take him. And when he lost them in his heart, when he gave them up in his heart, like Abraham, he could keep them. There's stuff God want to give us. There's stuff he want to give us, but he cannot give it to us yet. Because we won't give it up in our hearts. We won't walk in a divine nature, in a divine place with God. He's cutting off today the world and all that pertains to the world in our lives. He's wielding it away. Mike, today is an axe cut. He's been gently doing it. But now he's saying, just give it up. He's given us the grace to give it up, Pastor. He's given us the grace now. Because it takes grace to do anything in the heavenlies. It takes grace, Pastor Love. It takes grace. It takes grace. It takes grace. It takes him giving you a heavenly visitation. Sitting right here in this pew. You having a heavenly, I was over there having heavenly encounters. Holding on to my money. But I'm also holding on to pulmonary fibrosis. Let it go. I don't know what he wants. He's trying to give me my healing. He wants to give me my healing. He wants to give our children salvation. But we're too busy holding on. We're too tight. We're too tight. But there's a liberty and a freedom in this house today to become rich. Because like the rich young ruler, we're not going away from here today sad. We're not going to see he went away sad. Sorrowful. God is asking for it all today. And I pray we're not going away sorrowful. We're not going away sorrowful. Because you know what? If you don't give it up, he'll take it. If he wants it, he'll take it. He'll prove to you. He'll prove to you. I meant what I said. I'm a God that changes not. I'm the same today as I was yesterday. I want it all. He wants all of our worldly possessions to be given to him. Just offer it up to him. I'm not saying he's not going to take it. I'm not saying he's going to take it. But offer it up to him. Say, this is yours. My house is yours. My house is yours. My house is yours. My car is yours. Just offer it up. Just offer it up. My children, they're yours. Joseph is yours. Yours, Michelle, she's yours. Tina, she's yours. Anika, yours. Yours. Them 13 grandkids, they're yours. 8 great grand, they're yours. Have nothing. Take it all off. I said, Lord, why you told me to change my wardrobe this morning? Take it all off. Right there. Take it all off. Take it all off. You'd be surprised how light. Pastor said after Pastor Love loosed him, you loosed him. You loose the anointing in him to flow by being obedient. I didn't have to give it because I'm up here. I'm okay. I'm chilling. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. I wasn't in a position. I wasn't postured up here to do it. But when the anointing said, nope, you didn't give it. I told you to give it. When you gave it, you loosed the anointing in him. You lose the anointing. My Joyce, is the basket with the names in it still on top of the cabinet out there? Go get it quick. Can you run? Holy Spirit showed me something about that. We've been doing stuff in vain. We've been doing stuff in vain. Vanity. Solomon says it's all vanity and vexation. All of our possessions, whether I wanted a house so bad, and I'm going to sit down in a few minutes. Wanted a house so bad. When God finally gave me that 4-bedroom, 2-bath, big old deck, sitting on the hill, man, was I happy, sister. I was happy. Pastor, then I had to work 2 jobs. I had to work 2 jobs. Yeah, bring them here. I had to work 2 jobs. And one tired Saturday evening, I was standing on the deck and cried out to God. This is all vanity and vexation of my spirit. I was happier because before I got the house, Michelle, where do we live? 1 room. Me, my husband, and my 3 kids. Boy, did we have some good times in that room. Was we happy, Michelle? I had more joy in that 1 room. In that 1 room. Got 4 bedrooms and 2 baths. Fireplace, den. I mean, huge house. Nice to the world. But to my spirit, y'all, it became a vanity and a vexation to my spirit. I wanted to lose it. And maybe that's why the Lord let me lose it. Because at that point, I don't want this. It's killing me. We're killing me. We want Mercedes for what? So you can work 2 jobs to pay for it. It's killing you. Taking your joy. Where Joyce? Come here, my Joyce. Where'd she go? Oh, she left the basket. I'm sorry. Pastor, when you, that scripture in Job about interceding. Come here and hold this, Mr. Joyce. I saw this basket as plain as day. Turn around to the congregation. Look what we've been holding up. Look what we've been hindering. Look. Look what we have been hindering. We've been doing this for 2 or 3 years now, but we haven't gotten much progress. More than that, look what we're hindering. Why? Because we won't give it up. We don't have clean hands yet. Two, come on now. Come on. Souls depending on us. God don't care whether they're innocent or not. That's not the case. They guilty as all outdoors. He don't care that they're guilty. You and your unrighteous, selfish judgment self. Holding on to everything you got. But yet you want to judge me. Lord have mercy. Look what in here. Look what we holding up, Miss Nida. What did that say, Pastor Gloria?
CRCA Ministry.
Look what we holding up. Look what we holding up. What else did it say? We're just holding up stuff. I don't know who Sandra Wiggins is. Latoria. It doesn't matter. Jaden. Rain. Mira. Oh, God. Michelle. Look, we holding up. Look we holding up, y'all. Lily Roberts and her family. You know. Santiago. You know. Amber. Look what we holding up. Look. Because we won't give. We won't give it up all. God not going to answer this until we what? We got to give it up. But look at the reward. All heaven going to rejoice. That woman opened up heaven. The widow opened up heaven. And she could have asked anything she wanted at that point. Because the Father was shining down on her. That's why we vainly decreeing and declaring. I say vainly because nothing is happening. And I'm the first partaker of that, of being guilty. But I'm asking him today to help me to continue to find out what's in me that needs to be given up. What's in me that needs to be given up. I thank God for today. I do. I honor this day that God counted us worthy enough to shine his light from heaven on our wickedness. We don't count it wickedness, but it's wickedness. Anything that don't please God is wickedness. It's wickedness. So we praise him that doors are being opened. Doors are being opened. And the multiplication of increase to receive more of the Spirit is happening in us. We thank him for that. We thank him for that. He's enlarging our territories. He's going to count you worthy, Letitia. Letitia, he's going to count you worthy. He's going to count you worthy. He's going to count you worthy. Miracles now happening. Miracles, Michelle, are now happening. We've been given a little bit, but now he wants it all. We've been given a little bit here and there. But Miss Nida, he wants it all for the sake of those babies in that nursery. Shanique, for the sake of Crossroads Christian Academy children, we've got to give it up all. Can't hold anything back. And I'm not trying to talk about be religious, but just start giving up stuff. No. Wait till the Holy Spirit convict you. He'll convict you, just like he did me sitting in that chair. He'll convict you. He'll convict you, won't he, Pastor Mike? He'll convict you. Because if you're doing it in your flesh, you're still not gaining. You just lost a shirt. You just gave up a shirt and lost a shirt. Holy Ghost didn't tell you to do that. You got in your flesh and try to make God move. You try to make God move. Ask me how he told me. You can't make me heal you. I had my 2 pages of healing scriptures. Every morning and every night. He finally told me one day, you can't make me heal you. Come on, I'm going to do this. I've already done it, and I'll present it to you. It's a done deal. My healing is already done. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. After I suffer a while. I thought I had moved out of that. I thought, Pastor, I had moved out of that. After I suffer a while. Because for years, that's all he would tell me. After you suffer a while, I'm going to establish you. So there's another level of establishment. It's coming for Pastor Geraldine Dickens. Another level of establishment. In the spirit, I'm talking about. In the spirit. In the spirit. After you suffer a while, I'm going to establish you. I'm going to plant you there. I'm going to plant you. So he's done a supernatural work in our hearts today, I pray. And that we're willing now. Like Jesus was. No man takes my life. I do what? I give it up. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Day, another day of resurrection. Father, we're so thankful. I was just sitting here thinking how God had to take King Uzziah away for Isaiah to see the Lord. He was in Isaiah, a good man, but he was in the way. And Isaiah, it blocked Isaiah's view. So God had, he had to lose King Uzziah for him to see the Lord. There's a grace here today. There's a grace here today. I can sense the hordes of demons really scurrying. Because you're taking away my stronghold, they're saying. You're taking away my stronghold. You're taking away my stronghold now. That's one of those very root problems. You know. So, Father, we thank you for the angels that help. The grace of God help us get through this by your hand, by the might of heaven working in us tremendously. Let Jesus be glorified in all of this. We pray in his name. Give us, Father, his nature of giving all in his name, we pray. Like we've never prayed for in his name. We pray for in his name. Amen. Amen. God bless.